Steve has supplied us with some scores. We will pass them along now. In the third, Concord leads Northwood 22-17. So low scoring apparently is a thing tonight in the conference. That was 15-15 at halftime. And you have Wallace in the second leading Northridge 18-15. So, again, low scoring games seem to be the deal here in the NLC on this Thursday night of girls sectional. And while the teams are walking out, allow me a moment to do what I did in the first game, which is to send out a message of thank you to the Lady Tiger basketball program, to Coach Krebs and all the assistant coaches, to the players, to the parents for their support during the recent season. Tuesday was not at all how we wanted the season to end, but I love you people and I look forward to working with you again next season. Especially two people that I did not mention the other night and should have, our stat people, Jay Anderson and Austin Elder, super people and really good at keeping stats. So we very much appreciate them for their hard work all season. Third quarter about to commence. Caveman ball working out to the court down below us to our left from high atop the crow's nest here at the Cave, which in December will celebrate its 100th birthday. And it looks like the starters for, well, I can't say that. Starters for Mishawaka, Snyder, Pritchett, Johnson, Fisher, and Nelson. Now Johnson drives against Gould. Now picks up his dribble outside the lane, throws it back out to Snyder. Snyder leans over against Martin. Now throws it left side for Fisher. Fisher against Sullivan. Picks up his dribble, ball knocked away, picks it back up. Right side Snyder, up the baseline to Martin, across the lane, Pritchett for a falling 10-footer. It's no good, and Sullivan's got the rebound for Warsaw. So the Tigers play defense for 30 seconds and get a stop. Now they come back looking for the lead down 24-23. Bricker starts this third quarter. Jaeger on the weave, and the ball is knocked out of his hands, and it's going to be out of bounds to Mishawaka. Looked like Fisher hit it last, for sure, but that's not the way it was called. Out of bounds to the Cavemen. Snyder near sideline for Nelson. Nelson with a big three right before the end of the second quarter. Now to Johnson on the far side of the center circle. Back to the near side of it to Snyder. Down inside to Fisher. Spins on Sullivan. Lost the ball. Picked it back up and scored. Brady Fisher's got nine. Mishawaka's lead is three, 26-23. Just over a minute into quarter number three. Bricker against Johnson. Drives up the baseline and a hand-checking foul called against the Cavemen. Johnson with a foul. That is his second. Out of bounds to the baseline left and the court to our right. Carson Gould to throw it in. Lobs it out between the rings to Martin, then right back to Jaeger. He'll turn and half hook it off the glass, and good. Jaeger's first point since the first quarter. Mishawaka 26, Warsaw 25. Warsaw got caught napping, and they get a layup from Cooper Pritchett. Warsaw fell asleep. Pritchett ran down to the right block, and he was standing there waiting for the ball. At the top, Warsaw down by three. Bricker drives down in the lane, fakes, leans into Johnson, banked it, no good. Tipped it up, and no good. Jaeger the rebound. Foul called against Jaeger. Jaeger had the ball. He's called for over the back. That's his second. And Trey Davis to the scorer's table to check in. Jaeger comes out. 6:16 left to go, third quarter. Mishawaka 28, Warsaw 25. Still a long way to go, still 14 minutes plus. But you just don't like the way this game is trending. Mishawaka right now in control of the tempo. They dump it down to Fisher, low block right against Martin. He'll lean in and fire high, no good. And a rebound from the backside by Jackson Snyder. Again, two Tigers on the backside. Neither of them blocked out. Mishawaka leads 30-25. Gould off a screen to the baseline. Makes a fake. Slips it inside. Martin a half hook good. Martin now with 9 points. Mishawaka leads 30-27. Snyder lobs down in deep. Pritchett against Sullivan. Trying to back out. Puts it up. Missed it. Foul call. Sullivan with the foul. His second. Free throws coming up here for Cooper Pritchett. 2 for 2 in this game, 77% through the first 14. And everybody waits for Johnson to get set in his spot on the lane as Pritchett gets the ball and shoots it up there and makes it. Cooper averages 9 a game. He's got 5. 31-27, Mishawaka by 4. One more coming up for the 6'3 senior. That one's up, and it's good too. That's the guy you don't want to foul at the end of the game. Finlinson and Jaeger check in for the Tigers. Sullivan and Martin come out. Did they put that last point on the board? I don't think they did. The board still says 31-27. I think it should be 32. Gould back to Bricker at the right elbow, down to the right block, takes it in and scores. Timeout called by Warsaw. Bricker with 4 points. Now they've got that point on the board. It should be 32-29, Mishawaka. A 30-second timeout. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman high top the cave. Mishawaka hasn't beat Warsaw in a boys basketball game since 1987. Now they've only played 5 times since then, so it's a small sample size. But it's been a long time. That was my freshman year of college. And I've been at the radio station. This is my 33rd sports season. Mishawaka with the ball. They lead 32-29. Pritchett on the baseline. Fisher lost the ball. Bricker took it away. Fisher turned, and the ball just slipped out of his hands. Here come the Tigers down by 3. Bricker down the right block again. Fakes on Fisher. Falls and fires and missed it. Jaeger's back in there. Grabbed the rebound. Puts it up and in. Jaeger muscled that one up to the rim. 32-31. The Tigers have scored the last 4. Johnson to the line. Near side to Snyder. Near sideline to Nelson. Back to Snyder to Johnson. Snyder at the top of the circle. Into the corner. Nelson, 3's blocked, but it's blocked right to Fisher. Fisher slipped it inside to Pritchett. He'll put it up. No good. Finlinson may got a hand on that. Fisher at the free throw line. Johnson. And Gould ripped it away. Gould from the backside took it away. Carson in transition to Bricker. He shoots a contested 3 in and out. Bad shot by Bricker. Rebound to Mishawaka. Snyder grabs it, takes off up court with it, down to the right wing, and then backs it back out. That was not a good idea. He wasn't that open. Fisher has it on the low block left, kicks across to Johnson against Finlinson. Now he'll fake a pass inside, throw it back out to Snyder. Back to the right, Johnson. Johnson wants to shoot a three-pointer so bad he can barely stand it. Out of the near sideline for Nelson. In the lane, shot by Pritchett. That's deflected. Davis got a hand on that. Finlinson the rebound for Warsaw. Again, the Tigers with a chance for the lead. Finlinson fakes from 25. Fakes again. Left side, Trey Davis. Jaeger wants it in the post. They got him down there against Cooper Pritchett. That's a matchup you want if you're Warsaw. Carson Gould off a screen to the left and right. Makes a head fake. Backdoor pass. Bad pass. Bricker comes out of there somehow with it. Out to Finlinson. Oh, Luke Bricker saved the day on that one. 3.5 minutes left to go third quarter. Mishawaka 32, Warsaw 31. Gould off to the left against Pritchett. Off a screen, coming all the way back to the right. Finds Bricker at the free throw line. Makes a fake, double team, back to Carson Gould, left side, Trey Davis. Davis up the baseline, ran out of space, lobs it out to Bricker, left corner, Jaeger. Jaeger back up the sideline for Bricker. 3 minutes left to go in the third. Tigers with the ball down by 1. Gould, a fake and a drive into Fisher. He'll fall and fire and miss it. Again, not a good shot there. And against a guy as big as Fisher Gould, that's a tough one. And a whistle and a foul called against Warsaw as Johnson got off his three-point shot and shot an air ball. It hit the backboard on the backside, and Luke Bricker's got his second foul. Martin and Berger in, Gould and Davis out with 2:48 left to go in our third quarter. 32-31, Mishawaka. Great to have you with us here on this Thursday night. Well, the inbound Fisher. Fisher from the block, dribbles out, hands off to Johnson. He'll drive right, and he'll score. Again, the Tigers on the backside, just very, very slow. Johnson just too quick. Martin down in deep. Jaeger back to Finlinson for an open 3. Book it. Robbie Finlinson with a 3-point basket. 1 in each quarter, and we are tied. It is 34-34. Big Shot Bob is at it again here tonight, and he's going to need a couple more of those before this night is over. Snyder, right of the key. Now out to the left for Johnson. Jumps the pass back across to Snyder against Berger. Now back to the near side, Johnson. Warsaw is in a zone defense here. Warsaw is in a 2-3 zone. How about that? Johnson, right side, Snyder. Cuts the basket, dumped it underneath. Shot by Pritchett, up and in, and a foul. And again, the Tigers just late. You could see where that ball was going. Martin with the foul, his first. Score the field goal to Cooper Pritchett. He's got 8 and a chance for a 3-point play. He's put his team back up by 2. 1:55 left to go in the third. Pritchett shoots the free throw, up and in. 5 of 5 at the line, 9 points. 37-34, K-Ben, 1:52 left to go in the third. Berger, middle to court to Martin. On the weave, he'll fake the handoff. Ball tip back to him in the corner. Martin shoots for 3. It's good. Tigers have found the range from distance. Tied again, 37-37. Our seventh tie. We've had 6 lead changes. 90 seconds left to play third quarter. Johnson on the drive into Yeager. Got around him, and Yeager blocked it off the end line and out of bounds. Luke up big and tall. Swatted that one off the end line. Bricker out, Sullivan in. 1:27 left to go in the third. All tied up at 37. Fisher to play it in. Baseline left, court to our left. Fisher gets it back inside, kicks it out. Johns, who had a big basket in the second quarter, get his team back to even. Back in the game for Mishawaka. They lob into Johnson outside the block. Backdoor cut, Fisher reverse layup is good. Brady's got 11. Warsaw trails 39-37 with an even minute to play in our third quarter here at the Cave. Berger across the line being chased here by Snyder. Berger, as Warsaw looks like they're going to hold from the last shot. Warsaw has the possession arrow. So if they score here, they would get the ball back to start the fourth quarter. 45 seconds. Now Martin drives in the lane, spins, and a foul is going to be called. Foul called against the K-Men as Sullivan was driving up the baseline. And the official who made the call is having a hard time now remembering who she called the foul on. And yes, we do have a female official in this game. It's a non-shooting foul. It's out of bounds. And now they've figured out who the foul is on. There isn't a 41 out there. How about 21? I think they gave the foul to Johns. They did. That's his second. Carson Gould, and he threw it in. The ball's knocked away, and Fisher's going to pick it up. Oh, he's going to roll it out of bounds. Brady got greedy. He was trying to pick that up and run with it, much like he did for the K-Man football team. But then it rolled off his hands and right on the sideline, right in front of the Mishawaka bench. 35 seconds left. No damage done. Tigers have the ball down 39-37. Gould against Snyder out at midcourt. The count is on. Carson dribbles above the free throw line, right side to Bricker. Back out to Gould, 22 seconds. Again, Mishawaka only with 2 team fouls this quarter, so they can be aggressive. Not that they haven't been already. Gould backs it away. Now Johns is on him. 10 seconds. Bricker hands back to Carson, 8 seconds. Right side, Finlinson down to Yeager on the block, and he got tripped up, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Pritchett. Bodie Bender is on the ground in front of the Mishawaka bench. Well, I will tell you this. Matt Moore was ready to lose his mind if they wouldn't have called that a blocking foul. Still, no free throws. Gould with 4 seconds left. Baseline left. And he gets it into Yeager. And Yeager, and the ball knocked away. No foul called, but then they throw the ball off the back of the backboard. And it's going to be out of bounds to Warsaw. And they are going to put time back up on the clock. It currently says 5/10 of a second. It should be at least 1. How in the world is that? Yeager, again, they are just swatting down, counting on the official not making a call. Now, E.J. Carroll and his partner are talking about how much time is left. There's got to be a second left. if this official talks him out of that, then that would not be a good thing. It's got to be at least 1 second. If it was 1 second, I think that would be pretty fair. And Mishawaka takes timeout. Timeout here. Bode Bender hasn't taken a timeout yet. And so he's going to take a timeout here to make sure his team has a game plan against Warsaw. That's how important this possession is. Mishawaka 39, Warsaw 37. 1 second left in the third quarter. Warsaw with a chance to get it in and get a shot off. What you'd like to do is get it in the lane, get it to Jaeger, and let him go up with it. But again, they haven't really protected shooters in this game, so even if he gets a shot off, it might be such where he gets contacted. We'll see what happens. Jaeger deep right corner, Finlinson right wing, Bricker top of the circle, Gould on the other side to play it in. They lob it in the lane. Martin will catch it and put it up and miss it, put it back up, and good! And they say no. They say no, it does not count. Martin on the second chance, put it in, but it was too late. After three, Mishawaka 39, Warsaw 37. We start the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw.